This is Coastal Connection, Spotlight on the Community. I'm Terry Wright, and we welcome to the studio Christopher Confessori. He is the music director and the principal conductor for the Brevard Symphony Orchestra, and he's here today to tell us about a very cool event that's happening. It's the Fall Cultural Art Showcase. Christopher, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, we're really excited about this event this Sunday, September 22nd. At the King Center for the Performing Arts, this is a new spin on the BSO's annual family concert. We've presented Sunday family concert in the fall for a number of years, but this year it's expanded into this cultural art showcase where we've invited all sorts of arts groups from throughout our community to be on site, to be able to share information about what they do, performances that they offer, classes that they offer to students of all ages and so forth. And it's also an opportunity for many of those groups, performing groups, to be showcased in performances throughout the day in the Studio Theater at the King Center, as well as we have a couple of groups joining the BSO on stage during the two performances we're giving on the main stage.
Right. So the whole event is free and open to the public. It starts at noon at the King Center, and then the BSO is going to do 2-hour-long performances?
Correct. The performances will begin at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock, and the seating is first come, first serve. As you say, everything, all performances, attendance at all of this is free. Each of the BSO performances should last just under an hour. And then performances in the Studio Theater off of the King Center Rotunda take place every half hour by a variety of groups.
So Cocoa Village Playhouse will be there.
Right. And the groups that are joining the BSO on stage, we have the dancers from the Space Coast Ballet joining us for the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet. And then we have a group of, I think, 16 singers from the Cocoa Village Playhouse who are going to knock it out of the park with Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Miserables. So we're excited to have them joining us as well.
And in addition to that, there'll be all kinds of display tables from the different arts and cultural groups in the area. So you can get season schedules, you can get information about the different groups, as you said, classes. So it's just a one-stop shop for everything that you want to do entertainment-wise or arts and culture-wise.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event for the entire family. The BSO will have their musical instrument petting zoo set up in one of the rooms off the King Center Rotunda. That's always been an exciting part of the family concert. And then out in the King Center parking lot, the Food Truck Bazaar is going to be on hand. So if you're one of those people that like to try all the different gourmet foods that are offered by these food trucks, that's available. That's not free, but, that's another thing to draw people to the event.
And when we say food trucks, it's not just the hot dog people. It's these people have gourmet offerings.
Oh, my gosh.
Offerings.
Yeah. Yeah. There are people that drive all the way over to Orlando or whatever to follow some of these food trucks when they know they're going to be there. So I'll have to check that out myself.
Yeah. So we hope everybody will come out. This happens this Sunday from noon to 6, free and open to the public. A great chance to find out about all the great groups and organizations. And, you might even find a group that's looking for volunteers that you can get involved hands-on.
That's right.
So we invite everybody to come out. The Cultural Art Showcase, Fall Cultural Art Showcase, this Sunday at the King Center, 12 to 6, free and open to the public. And we'll see you out there.
Look forward to it. Thank you.